back to the Mel Kay Show. There are some few people out there who have been fighting for truth and justice and transparency longer than most. Nobody can keep down my guest today. He will not stop fighting for God and country. I'm very honored to welcome Larry Klayman to the show. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Mel. It's my honor.
Thank you. I have been watching you for a very long time. You do not like people getting away with doing anything to corrupt this nation or avoid justice, but let alone you are a strong advocate for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And right now in America, it appears that both have been put on hold. So what's your take on where we are right now, first and foremost?
Well, even more than put on hold, trashed, as a matter of fact. You know, in the second book that I wrote, my current book is It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, that you can get at freedomwatchusa.org, a little plug. But in the first one that I wrote, my autobiography, Whores, Why and How I Came to Fight the Establishment, I was talking about political whores, not the ones on Las Vegas Boulevard, of course. They actually give you something of value, as Mark Twain would have said,
true,
as opposed to the political whores. But I pointed out how it was in my nature. I just hated when people lied to me when I was a kid. And it continued on in my later life. And then with all the years that I spent in Washington as a Justice Department lawyer, seeing the politics that played a role in who got prosecuted and who didn't.
Right.
Being an international trade lawyer, seeing how money influenced decision making from American companies and foreign companies. It really offended me. And that's why I started Judicial Watch back in 1994. And it's continued to the present. And to this day, you know, Ronald Reagan used to say, what are the scariest words in the English language? Hi, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you. Well, it's worse than that. Hi, I'm here from the government and I'm here to lie to you on a daily basis. And that's what it's become. They just lie to us, both political parties. The Democrats, in my view, are pure evil. Socialists, communists, atheists, and the Republicans have become a money-raising racketeering enterprise.
Yeah, I've been saying for a while on my show, and I've toured around the country a lot, is it appears that the vassal state that is the District of Columbia is no longer left or right, Republican or Democrat. What it does seem is that a oligarchy of billionaires and trillionaires with their NGOs and their multinational corporations and all of the manipulation and Wall Street are running this country. And that we think that these are a lot of people, not me, but think that they're electing people to go to D.C. to work for us. And I don't think that's the case at all. And I really don't know how to save what's going on down there. I feel like it's a cesspool that is rotten to the core. But your new book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, actually has solutions. And a lot of people aren't doing that. And you've been watching it for many, many years. And if anyone can give some suggestions for people out there, because my audience is very proactive, but we need to get a lot more people involved and stop looking at it as the fraud that is the left and right, Republican and Democrat, or any of these oppression groups. They're all just to divide and conquer. And I think the only way we save America is we, the people of the United States, to say no more teams. I'm just going to be on Team America. But if you are running Team America, sir, what should we be doing?
You're right. And before I lay that out for you, let me just point out one thing. If you followed what was going on with the so-called election of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker in the last 2 weeks, and you watch CNN and MSNBC, and I watch them all because I want to see what the left is saying.
Right.
I want to see what Fox News is saying. They all supported Kevin McCarthy. CNN, MSNBC, they wanted him as Speaker because he's been bought and paid for by the establishment. You see, by the lobbyists, by Big Pharma, by all of them. So my book gets down to what I've learned in the last 45 years of being a lawyer. I hope I don't look that old, but
you don't.
Up there. Is that, as Thomas Jefferson said, federal judges, he was against them, and Supreme Court justices, unelected, unaccountable to the people, would become despots and tyrants, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again every 20 years or so. He would have been at the first of the line on January 6th going into the Capitol.
Right.
Taking that a step further, we don't have a legal system that will protect the American people from the tyranny of the three branches of government. They're part of it. And you can see that now with what they're doing to the January 6th peaceful right. protesters, making them get out down on their knees, force confessions, not giving them bail, putting them away just because they said that they were happy to be there on January 6th
right.
on behalf of President Trump and frankly on behalf of the country because they had seen how corrupt the country became. So what I say in my book primarily is we need to take our legal system back, like our founding fathers did in 1776 when the Court of St. James, when the king took our criminal justice system in particular away from us. In 1992, the late great Justice Antonin Scalia, in a majority opinion for the Supreme Court, one of the few majority opinions that actually have made sense over the years, ruled that the grand jury belongs to the American people, not the three branches of government. Right. In some states, there's a right to citizens' grand juries, but we have a fundamental right constitutionally to it. We can commission grand juries. We can present so-called evidence. It doesn't even need to be evidence. It just needs to be information at that point, and seek indictments, and then try and seek convictions, sentence, and we even have the right of citizens' arrests in 48 states. We have to start doing that, and we've been doing that at Freedom Watch. We are in the process of trying Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden for bribery from communist China, Russia, and Ukraine, for negligent homicide in Afghanistan, killing 10 innocent Afghan allies and their kids, plus the negligent homicide that gave rise to the death of our troops at Kabul Airport. Anthony Fauci, whose actions are directly responsible for the death of over 6 million people worldwide, giving the seeds of COVID-19 to the Chinese military lab. And it was reasonably foreseeable that that lab would turn it into a bioweapon that escaped. And I might add, our own government gave it to them from our lab in Fort Detrick. We do bioweapons as well.
I know.
And that's why it's been covered up, because the government doesn't want to know that we are complicit in COVID-19 as well. Lying about the vaccines. There's another example. Big Pharma, we should be trying those people and holding them accountable for the damage. And we have started a Third Continental Congress. We began it about a year and a half ago in Philadelphia. And you're invited, Mel, to become part of that.
From Philadelphia. I heard you are too. So
I am.
We grew up walking those streets that the founding fathers walked in when they were in Philly trying to figure out this country.
That's right. It's a rough place. We know how to deal with it. You know, I mean, they even booed the squirrel at Eagles games.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're losing. But we held this Third Continental Congress, and our delegates are debating, and we are going to be declaring independence to form a new government, not a new nation, to fine tune the Constitution, to take immunity, make it clear, federal government officials don't have immunity from being held accountable.
Right, they say that a lot. I'm glad you're saying that, because people have asked me in the past, and they, like, how are these people, like, do they, how come they, nobody ever gets in trouble in the government, ever?
They hide behind immunity. They hide behind immunity. And the federal judges as well, they gave it to themselves. It's never been legislated. It's not part of the Constitution. And here's the irony, is that we formed a new nation because we wanted a legal system, in large part, that was not as corrupt as the king's legal system.
Right.
So what do our judges do? They borrow from the king's legal system. The king gave his judges immunity because he wanted those judges to rubber stamp what he did and not be held accountable. And that's what we've got today, a bunch of rubber stamps on the bench for both the Republican and Democrat establishments. And you can see that in stark contrast with what's happening to the peaceful January 6th protesters. And
that's true.
On top of that, we have two class actions on their behalf.
Great.
You know, we just don't get documents. We bring hard-hitting cases and criminal prosecutions. And when we get those convictions of Biden, I'm convinced we will ask law enforcement and the military to carry it out, because they've had it. You know, they know what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. I think everyone knows what's going on. Honestly, I also think 2020 election, then the 2022 election, you know, everyone's kind of looking at it and thinking, and I'm talking left, right, people that don't vote, people that don't care, people that are libertarians too, and Green Party, everyone's kind of looking at this country, like, who is running this country? What is going on? Our elected officials seem to all be working for, you know, banks or bankers or billionaires or NGOs or lobbyists, but they're not working for us. And I'm really glad. I did a speech one time where I talked about the 27 grievances of the founding fathers. It was like people were celebrating July 4th. And I'm like, does everyone know what July 4th is about? Because I look at those grievances that they had in 1776, and I think we should all have the exact same ones right now.
It's worse today. you know, King George III was Mother Teresa compared to the people that are running this country today. King George III was a Christian. King George III wasn't pushing perverted ideologies on kids in England. King George III didn't want rampant crime throughout London.
Right.
Wasn't opening up England's borders. Wasn't, you know, we were rich during the days of the colonies. Now, the founding fathers recognized that while it was bad then, it was going to get much worse for future generations. They risked their fortunes, their lives, and they pledged their sacred honor to form a new country.
Right.
And they created the most beautiful document ever written, which incorporates the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, paraphrasing, when in the course of human events, the sovereign no longer represents the people have a right under the laws of nature and nature's God, not the law of the state, not the law of the king, to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. I'm not as eloquent as Jefferson and his brethren.
Yeah, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And consequently, we have the right where man-made law coincides with the law of God and the law of nature. Great, let's enforce it. But we're not limited by that. Our founding fathers were not limited by that. And now it is time for the American people to rise up, to stop being entertained. That's what I write about in my book. You know, Sean Hannity every night or before that Rush Limbaugh. It's just entertainment. The fact is the country is on its knees, gasping for breath, for air, about ready to go under. It's time for people of my age, they're in retirement, to get up off the couch,
right,
do something. And if you're middle-aged or young, you're not going to have anything left unless you get active now. And we hope that people will join us at Freedom Watch. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. We need the tax-deductible contributions. We need to get bigger because there is no one else out there, and if I do say so myself, that will stick his or her neck out other than the people at Freedom Watch that I work with.
And I have to tell you, the left-wing communist media does not like you, and that makes me confident that you're on the right track. Because I this is another thing. I really believe that the worst of the worst, I say in a lot of my speeches, that Goebbels, Hitler, and Himmler are looking up from hell, thinking, God, they're good about our media and our big tech and the brainwashing and psychological operations and gaslighting. And at this point, especially during the COVID, we're in a situation where the media needs to be held accountable. I understand that Barack Obama and Cass Sunstein and all his friends, that they twisted around the Smith-Mundt Act and made propaganda legal again somehow. And the people just kind of, just like with everything else they do, there's something going on over here. And then our government's changing laws to harm us and to hurt our future. Can the media be held accountable? I mean, we are at a place where this campaign of terror against We the People that started well before, started basically when Donald Trump was elected, but well before that, but certainly from then on, and then through COVID, and then where we are now. The media's crimes, I think, are the worst of them all.
They're the worst. They and the federal judges are the worst. Okay, there's some good federal judges, not in Washington, D.C.
Right.
The most corrupt court, frankly, in the world, in my opinion, short of Iran and North Korea. But the fact is that we have a leftist, anti-leftist media strike force. I can't tell you how many defamation lawsuits I've brought for my clients, for me, because I get defamed too.
No,
but
I know.
We're also currently prosecuting Josh Gerstein of Politico. You know, remember good old Josh?
Oh, I see them all. I would like you to go after David Brock, please.
And Josh has no immunity, okay?
Right.
And he will be indicted tomorrow, okay, by a citizen's grand jury. And we will then give him a right to be tried. He's the one who participated in the theft of the Dobbs decision from the Supreme Court, which has been covered up, by the way, by Roberts and the rest of his cronies up there. But he participated in the theft. He releases that for Politico, a leftist publication. And what happens? Justice Kavanaugh almost gets killed, gets assassinated. He needs to be held accountable. He's going to be our poster boy for holding them accountable.
Good. We're going to need some.
And we're going to go out and we're going to ask him to turn himself in once we get a conviction, which I'm confident we will. This guy needs to, frankly, be put away. I mean, he created violence. He caused harm. He stole that document and he needs to be held accountable.
Yeah, I agree. And the fact that they act like they can't find that, it's just like I had on Darren Beatty the other day, and we were talking about Ray Epps and all the footage of the bombers and all the 14,000 hours. And we just had this whole show for the January 6th committee, which is totally, the whole thing is ridiculous. But again, I think the people, here's the hard part, which is why people should buy your book, okay? And buy it for yourself, buy it for your friends, have people understand. We the people are the only answer. I still feel like there's people out there waiting for something to happen, or that really don't understand the stakes of where we are in America, that we have been usurped. I feel like we have, that our country, the billionaire, trillionaire elitists that are globally aligned are behind a lot of this. They're behind funding a lot of this. And the people of the United States need to really understand that our country is in danger. This is not another election cycle. And I think that we really have to, you know, wake people up to that. I know one of the titles of your book is Wake Up America. But what should people that are watching, that still have people out there that really maybe just don't want to understand, or just think it's just another election cycle? That is not what's going on right now.
Yeah, my title of my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. You can get it online, all major booksellers, or at freedomwatchusa.org. Here's the problem, and I see this in my own family. I mean, I have one of them that told me, Larry, you know, retire, just let the Republicans do it. I found that very offensive. And I won't name names in my family, but if that's the way you care about your kids and grandkids that are going to have to live in what's become a hellhole in this country, then you're as guilty as the people who are committing crimes against the American people, frankly. And to sit there on the couch with your feet up, drinking a martini, being entertained, you know, now it's very entertaining this week with, you know, Biden's documents that were uncovered, the classified documents that he has, not coincidentally, with regard to Ukraine and Russia, China, by the way. If that's the way you view it, then you don't deserve a country, because you have to be able to make some sacrifice. And what we're saying at Freedom Watch is we can do it peacefully and legally. We have the right to do it. And we're trying to bring people in and to mobilize people to do it. And like I said, in 48 states, we have the right of a citizen's arrest if you know when someone committed a crime. We have the right to go to the White House and tell Biden to turn himself in. There's no doubt that he committed crimes with Hunter Biden. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about the Clintons. There's no doubt about Mitch McConnell with what he does with China and everything else. You know, so if we don't clean house, if we don't clean the rat's nest house out, this country's gone. It was John Adams who said, 3 days before signing the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia, in our city, said, doesn't matter how many times you change your rulers or forms of government, without ethics, morality, and religion, you will not have a lasting liberty. That's the bottom line. Without the ethical government, this country crumbles. And it's nearly crumbled to the nth degree right now.
Let me ask you something I have a question about. So Washington, D.C., the 10 by 10 Washington, D.C., is a vassal state, right? Does that mean that it's not part of America? I mean, this is it running on some other rules? Is it not running as part of America? I cannot believe what they get away with down there, including the insider trading. When you look into it, the lobbyists are just, they're legalized bribery, the think tanks, the defense contractors, what they're doing with the Ukraine war, which is a travesty on every level. What is the District of Columbia's, you know, what's going on down there?
I think we should erect a electrified fence around the place, frankly.
I mean, is it not a part of America? Is it like immune?
It's really not.
In
Texas, it's not. It's a bunch of arrogant people on both sides of the political aisle who think they're better than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Who think they can get away with anything. It's the National Football League, the American Conference, and the National Conference. Right. And as long as they're all making money and acquiring power, it just becomes a game show when you turn on cable news and watch them debate each other, because they could care less about actually solving the problems. It's about money. How many emails are you getting every single day from Ryan McDaniels of the Republican National Committee, or for that matter, the Democrats? Somehow I got on their list too.
Oh God.
40 or 50 asking for money. And, you know, I don't even bother you know, writing back anymore. I used to write them a few expletive deleteds going back, but that's what it's about. And they don't care about the rest of us. So no. one of my proposals is, let's let the criminals in Washington commit crimes against each other. Have fun, boys and girls. We're out of here. Let's set up a capital somewhere else in this country.
I think so too. I mean, it's just at this point, listen, it's like we're in some kind of Sodom and Gomorrah situation. And these people down there, they are not working for we the people. They don't even pretend to at this point. And I am really sick of our country being looted and lied to and destroyed from the inside out. I mean, look at Philly. Not that long ago, it was a thriving metropolis again, and they built the whole downtown up, and they had the convention center. And I remember being in Philly and being like, God, and my sister moved back there even. I remember thinking it's so nice. Right now, she can't even go outside and walk after, you know, dark without an escort.
No, I mean, I represent some 8 Philly cops there that did nothing other than retweet.
I know.
You know,
New York City, too.
They lost their jobs. They were fired. They were called racist. You've got a mayor who's ultra leftist. You've got a district attorney who was elected with the money of George Soros, Larry Krasner.
Right. I mean, that's why I say there's an oligarchy. Oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire oligarchy that don't care about any of us. They only care. They've made a fortune off of COVID. That's all I know.
Per capita, the murder capital of the United States right now, per capita.
So sad. Yes. And it's all by design. It's the controlled demolition of America, and the only way to turn it around is us. Thank you so much, Larry Klayman. Tell everyone where they can find you. Keep up the great work. I have watched you a lot over the years, you are fearless. We need like 1,000 more lawyers you.
I want you to join our Third Continental.
I will.
You're invited. Our next session, we'll hold it in Philadelphia next
year. Oh, okay, great. I'm in New York. I can come down.
Yeah, we did it at Independence Hall Visitor Center last time.
Fun. Did you used to go to the tour when you were and your kids were little, where they had like Ben Franklin and everyone would get up and talk to you? It was a big deal growing up in Philly because you really were exposed. Yeah. Every trip from elementary school, we went downtown.
You'll get a laugh about this. I'll be brief because I know we're closing here. But the last time I went to Independence Hall, because I like to go, and that's the real deal, Independence Hall.
It's fun. You know, not
the phony buildings in Washington, D.C. that look like ancient Greece. Okay.
On purpose.
The Park Service person that was giving a discussion of why we fought the revolution was, quote, over women's rights.
Wow.
We fought the revolution.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with women's rights, but see, that's the leftist bent, you know.
That's what they're doing everywhere. You know, all these billionaires that bought up like the Jefferson, where he lived, I think it was in Virginia, his mansion there is now a museum to Jefferson. But apparently in the gift shop are all anti-racist books, you know, and Madison's house also is a museum, same thing. So, I mean, we got to stop this. We got to take back our country.
People can reach us, and please join our Justice League, contribute to our cause with tax-deductible contributions at freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org.
And what if lawyers want to get involved or help in these cases?
That would be great. I'm looking to hire more lawyers. That's why we need more funds to hire them. And volunteers can help us as well. So you can find Larry Klayman at freedomwatchusa.org, or my email is L as in Larry, E as in Elliot, Klayman, K-L-A-Y-M-A-N, @gmail.com.
Thank you so much, sir. I'll see you in Philadelphia. Keep up the great work. And I look forward to you slaying some dragons ahead.
Thank you, Mel. Hopefully we don't get slayed. We slay the dragons.
We keep fighting anyway.
Okay.
See you next time.
Take care.
Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel K. Superfoods. It is an American company, made in America, grown in America, packaged in America. And that makes me really happy because I always talk about defund the cabal, refund the kingdom. What better way to do that than to start getting your superfoods from MelKSuperfoods.com. And when you go there, you know that you're getting the best quality, no fillers, totally organic. You're never going to be without healthy fruits and vegetables right at a moment's notice. We don't know what's going to happen with the supply chain. We don't know what's happening with food prices, with what's going on in the market. So I always know if I can't find what I'm looking for, I always have my daily amount of fruits and vegetables that will keep me healthy and thriving right in my cupboard. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.